Tonight we have John's version of the Last Supper. Do you notice anything missing from what we've heard? Take this, all of you, and eat. Take this, all of you, and drink. By the time John writes his gospel, the Christian communities have been celebrating the Eucharist. They have been celebrating the breaking of the bread for some 60 years. They have gathered for the sacred meal, part and parcel of who they were, of who we are. But John wants to emphasize something of the Eucharist. For John, the Eucharist is not just a meal. The Eucharist is also about service. It talks about the Master humbling himself before the disciples, humbling himself and washing their feet. For John, Eucharist is about the way we are. It's a whole new way of being. If we are going to follow the Lord, if we are going to be one with him, if we are going to enter into communion with him, then we have to imitate him. To set aside our own wants and desires, and take on the needs and the cares of those around us. Service. But tonight, it's also about being served. It's about letting God be the host, about letting God doing for us. Peter had a hard time with this. We have a hard time with this. We like to be in control. We like to call the shots. We like to know what's going on. We're the ones that are doing. We're the ones that are serving. Then we are the ones in control. And we get to choose what we show to others and what we hide from others. We get to choose what we show to God and what we hide from God. Because I think really we are all afraid of showing God our dirty feet, showing him our dirty lives. We're afraid that he will see that we come up short time and time again. We're afraid that he will be disappointed in us as disciples over and over again. We're afraid that God will come to the realization that we really aren't worthy of his love. So we're afraid of letting God be the host, of serving us. But the point of tonight, the point of the next 3 days, is that God knows everything about us. He knows all of our warts. He made us. He's aware of our pitfalls. He's aware of our shortcomings. He knows all of that. And he loves us. He knows all of that. He knows everything about us. And he says, yes, we are worthy of redemption. We are worthy of his love. And so, my friends, let us stop worrying about what we are not. Let us start believing in what the Lord can make us into.